From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Over the last few months, there's been growing evidence that online surveillance conducted by the U.S. government is impacting the tech industry. One area in particular, cloud storage. Tech companies have started to move some of their facilities overseas under pressure from foreign governments, and some of those governments have considered building their own infrastructure so that their citizens' information won't be stored in the U.S. Germany's talking about a so-called Bundescloud, but for our friend at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, Jonathan Zittrain, all this stuff is wrongheaded. He's got a tech-splainer for us this week on why we should stop worrying about where data is. People will be held accountable by the legal system, but data should be free to roam the clouds. Professor Zittrain, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So, Bundescloud? What is this? out of my German, I'm not up on my German.
Yes, well, the Bundescloud is but one of a series of examples of reactions by different countries to the America-centric version of the web. And so there's been a movement afoot by some countries, Brazil taking the lead, trying to localize their data to whatever country the citizens are from.
Brazil and Germany, these are two countries that, as I recall, were not particularly happy about revelations about surveillance.
That's true. There's the old Angela Merkel cell phone thing, and was the Brazilian president surveilled at some point?
Let me ask you this, though. Is part of this conversation about ways that having cloud storage within the country itself might drive innovation within the country?
Well, part of the promise of the cloud is that it shouldn't matter where the data is. And to me, that's one of the reasons why a focus on the actual physical location of the data seems very misplaced. Cloud services will be better if no one really has to think about where the data is, and in fact, the data can go wherever it can most cheaply and efficiently be put. And there are even some protocols by which data might be spread out all over the place.
The thing I'm imagining is like a BitTorrent of data or something.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that like a happy future of data storage?
I think done right, it can actually be far more resilient than what we have now. And the ultimate goal would be to make it what the goal may be for electricity generation on a grid. And you could see at some point people with extra storage could offer it up as a commodity to the overall web. I've got a little extra storage on my hard drive. Let's earn some pennies on it. Or they might need extra storage. Then, of course, the file's encrypted in such a way that the fact that you're hosting somebody's data doesn't mean you can get to it yourself.
Wow. A vision of a digital smart grid of the future. Jonathan Zittrain, thank you very much.
Thank you.